Please open your Bibles to 1 John. We just finished studying the book of John, the Gospel of John. And now it just seems fitting to go on and study the letter of John, 1 John.
続けてですね、その同じヨハネが書いたこの手紙を学んでいくのがいいかなと思います。When
we studied the Gospel of John that we just went through, John was a very young man.
私たちはその福音、ヨハネの福音書を学びましたけれども、その福音書の中に出てくるヨハネが非常に若い。He
was the youngest of the disciples.
弟子たちの中でも一番若い人でした。
But now, as he writes this letter, he's writing a letter to the churches. He's an old man, a very old man.
今この手紙を書いているヨハネというのは、もう非常に年を取っています。
Some people speculate he was maybe 90 years old. But he's lived a very long life witnessing for Jesus. And you know, all of the disciples, all of the 11, well, Judas hanged himself, but the rest of them, all of them except John, died martyrs' death.
まあ、12弟子、他の弟子たちですね。あの、ユダは、裏切ったユダは、自殺してしまいましたけども、残りの弟子たちはみんなもうすでに殉教死を遂げていました。But
church history, what it tells us about John is that he was condemned during the reign of Nero. He was condemned to die.
教会史を見ますと、このヨハネという人はネロ皇帝の時代に、まあ、教会に死刑に。And they
took John, they had a pot of boiling oil, if you can imagine that, and he was placed into a pot of boiling oil in order to kill him. But he didn't die. He didn't die. Miraculously, he didn't die. And so they took him and they exiled him to this island of Patmos, which is this little rocky island in the Aegean Sea. And it was there that he had the revelation from the Lord. The Lord revealed himself to him, which is the book of Revelation. And he was released from the exile there, and he spent his last days traveling around what's Asia Minor, kind of the area which is now Turkey. He went around encouraging the churches there.
そして、後にですね、その囚禁から解放されて、そして彼は、残りの人生を、小アジアと呼ばれる今のトルコとかがある辺りですけれども、その辺りをこう旅をしながら、教会を励ましていきました。But
John is known as the Apostle of Love.
ヨハネという人は、愛の人として知られていました。
He was always talking about love.
彼は常に愛について語っていました。
There, again, we get this from the writings of church historians that lived back in that time. And they said that John, this elderly man, this guy who walked with Jesus, they would take this man and bring him to a meeting. And people would gather. They would want to hear, this guy, 50 years ago, he walked with Jesus. What's he going to tell us?
この偉大な、長老の人が一体どんな話をするんだろう、
Excuse me, I'm just trying to figure out my thing here. Oh. Anyway, he would come to the meeting. They would take this elderly man. People, what's he going to say? We want to hear it. And he would get up and he would just say, "Little children, love one another." And then he sat down.
もう本当に多くの群衆がこう集まってきて、人々が集まってきて、この偉大な人は一体何を語ってくれるんだろうと楽しみに待っていると、彼は子供たちを互いに愛し合いなさいと言って、まあ、
that was his message.
それが彼のメッセージです。
But John had not always been the apostle of love.
でもヨハネという人はいつもいつもこの愛の人であったわけではありません。
In fact, as we read about him in the scriptures, he was once called a son. He and his brother James were called sons of thunder because of their temper.
実際ですね、彼とその彼の兄弟であるヤコブという人は、雷の子と呼ばれていました。彼らの気性がとても激しかったから。
It seems that this guy had a violent temper.
この人は。
One time they were traveling with Jesus and they were prohibited from going into a Samaritan village. And John says to Jesus, "What do you want us to do, Lord? Just should we call down fire and burn up these people?" And Jesus said to them, "You don't know what kind of spirit it is. You know, I didn't come to burn people up."
それに対してイエスは、あなたたちはその霊がどこから来ているか分かってないんだと。私はこの町を焼き滅ぼすために来たわけではない。
And Jesus rebuked him.
そして彼らを戒められました。
But something happened to John while he was with Jesus. During the time that he traveled with Jesus and he was with Jesus, his heart changed.
けれども、まあ、このヨハネ、そういうヨハネという人がイエスと共に、ずっと一緒に旅をしたり、ずっと一緒に時間を過ごしていく中で、何かが彼の中で変わった。
God completely changed him, and he was transformed into a guy whose life was characterized by love.
神は完璧にこのヨハネという人を変えられて、もうこの彼の人生というのは本当に愛の人と呼ばれる。そのような人格にまで変えてください。
God delights in changing people.
神は人を変えることを本当に喜びとしてください。
And he can take your greatest weakness, that thing that you think that you're ashamed of, and you think is just me, it's just the way I am. He can take that and change it, and change you at that very point to the point where you glorify him.
神は本当に皆さんが本当に恥ずかしいと思っているようなその自分の弱さ、そういったものをもう神の栄光を表すために本当に そこを、変えることができる。
If Jesus can do it for John, he can do it for you.
もしイエスがヨハネを変えることができたのであれば、皆さんのことも同じように変えることができます。
When John wrote his gospel that we just studied, he often referred to himself as the disciple that Jesus loved.
ヨハネがこの福音書を書いたときに、彼は自分のことを何度も主に愛された弟子というふうに呼んでいました。
This was not a proud statement.
これは決してなんかこう高慢な説明という言い方というわけではありません。
He wasn't saying, "Well, Jesus loves me more than he loves these other guys."
彼はですね、別にイエスは他の人で自分を愛してくれてるんだというような意味で言ったわけではありません。
Now, John was just amazed that Jesus loves me, a guy like me. I'm just amazed at that.
ヨハネはただただイエスが、あのイエスが私のようなものを愛してくれる、そのことにも本当に驚いていた。
Despite his temper, despite his failings, Jesus loved him deeply.
彼の気性にもかかわらず、 彼のそういった失敗にもかかわらず、イエスは彼のこと、ヨハネのことを本当に深く愛してくださいました。
And the fact that John was able to accept this fact that Jesus loved him caused him to become a loving person.
そしてそのイエスが自分を愛してくれているというその愛を受け取ることが、その愛を受け取ったというその事実が彼を、ヨハネを本当にその愛の人に変えていった。
And this is always the way it is. The love of Jesus transforms us.
それがいつもそのこう働く原理といいますか、私たちはみんなイエスに愛されています。
We love because he loves us.
私たちは主を愛しますのでならば、主が私たちを愛してくださった。
Okay, let's begin. Let's look. We're in the book of 1 John, chapter 1, verse 1. Let's read 1 through 3.
それでは、ヨハネの手紙第1の1章、2節から3節をお読みします。はじめからあったもの、私たちが聞いたもの、目で見たもの、じっと見、また手で触ったもの、すなわち命の言葉について、この命が現れ、私たちはそれを見たので、その証をし、あなた方にこの永遠の命を伝えます。すなわち道しとともにあって、私たちに表された永遠の命です。私たちの見たこと聞いたことをあなた方にも伝えるのは、あなた方も私たちと交わりを持つようになるためです。私たちの交わりとは、道しおよび御子イエス・キリストとの交わりです。
John stresses the fact we saw Jesus
ヨハネはここで、私たちはイエスを見たということを強調しています。
We touched him.
私たちは彼に触れた。
There were a group of people in John's day called the Gnostics.
当時ですね、このヨハネの、来ていたこの時代には、グノーシス派と呼ばれる人々がいました。
And they were called Gnostics because they believed that they had this secret knowledge that other people didn't have.
彼らがそう呼ばれていたのは、他の人とは違う特別な知識が彼らにはあるということを、言っていたからです。
Their teaching was getting into the Christian church.
そしてその人たちの教えというのが教会の中に入り込んでいる。
And they were kind of fellowshipping with other Christians. They would get into the meeting and then they would talk and say, well, you know, you love Jesus, you believe in Jesus, well, that's good.
彼らは教会の中でいろいろと交わりを持ったり教えたりしながら、あなたはイエスを信じているんですか、それはいいことです。
But you need something more.
でもそれだけじゃ足りないです。
You need to read this book written by our founder or whatever.
これを読まないとダメなんです。この、私たちのその
Yeah, I'm just. That's often how it is with cults. You can't just get there by reading the Bible. You have to read something that they have written. Otherwise, you would never know.
よくカルトである話ですけれども、聖書だけでは足りないと。聖書だけじゃなくて、その他にもう一つこの書かれ何か書かれた書物、これも読んでいかないと、あるところまで到達できないんだという教えが。
But the Gnostics, one of the things they believed that they had this idea, everything physical was evil.
でこのグノーシス派の人たちが信じていたことの一つに、この物質的なものというのは全て悪だという考えがあります。
And so they said, well, the bodyThe physical body is evil because it's physical.
ですから、この肉体というのは、これは実体を持った体ですので、これは悪だという考えがあります。
And so they taught, you know, Jesus didn't really have a physical body.
ですから彼らは、イエスは実は本当は肉体を持ってはいなかったんだというふうに教えています。
Did you know that when he walked along the Sea of Galilee, there were no footprints?
彼がこのガリラヤ湖のところを歩いたときに実は足跡がなかったんだよ。
Did you know no one really saw Jesus eat? I mean, he was there, but the food, he would just put it up to, but no one ever saw him swallow anything. And I'm sure there were people that would listen to this and go, wow, that's heavy, really? John says, we saw him, we touched him. He had a physical body. John says, we handled him. Now John had an experience of having very close fellowship with Jesus. And he's writing this letter in order that we would have the same close fellowship with Jesus. And that's what it's all about. I mean, that's really the highest thing that you can ever attain to in life is knowing Jesus. Now, when Jesus was walking on earth there in Galilee, John was with him and he experienced him. He touched him. But even as he wrote this, after Jesus had ascended into heaven, he still had fellowship with Jesus. He still was continuing daily to experience a close fellowship with Jesus. And his desire is that each one of God's children, each believer, would have very close fellowship with Jesus. This word fellowship in verse 3 is in Greek, it's the word koinonia. And it means sharing. It's like participating, having things in common. It's a beautiful word. And John chose this word to describe our fellowship with God. We share the life of Christ. You know, there is no end to God. He is infinite. And you know, the life of Christ will you'll never know all of it. It's too deep. You'll never plumb the depths of it. You'll never get to the point where I know all there is. You will never run out of what you need spiritually. You will never run out of what you need spiritually. I have these old DVDs. I have some old TV shows that were sent to us, and it's cleaner than the TV shows now, but there's one show we watch called The Waltons.
Waltons.
And the Waltons is about a family. They're in the Great Depression in the 1930s. They're living in America.
その話はどういう話かと言いますと、ウォルトンという家族がいるんですけれども、1930年代に生活の人たちで、いつもいつもなんかこう、なんていうんですかね、壺の中にある。
Anyway, they, should I go on? They, in every episode, it seems like they're always running out of something. The tire in the truck breaks, or the truck breaks, and they, how are we going to fix it? We don't have any money, and then somehow they're able to do it. And anyway, I never lived during the Great Depression, but I do know what it's like to feel need. The Great Depression. And But I often, and you probably too do this, you get concerned about lack. Am I going to have enough money? Am I going to have enough time? Am I going to, whatever. But when it comes to life in Christ, life in God, when it comes to your spiritual resources, God is not like this. There is no end. There is no shortage to God.
けれども、この霊的な命の部分を考えると、神は決してその何かもう足りなくなるという、その源がなくなってしまうという方ではありません。
Verse 4 it says, And these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
四節のところで、私たちがこれらのことを書き送るのは、私たちの喜びが全くものとなるためです。
God's desire for you is that your life be full of joy.
神の願い、皆さんの人生における神の願いというのは、本当に喜びで満たされるものになってほしいということです。
You know, sometimes that seems too good to be true.
なんかそれは、本当だとしたら良すぎるようなことだと思います。
Jesus is full of joy.
イエスという人は本当に喜びに満ちた方です。
In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9, speaking of Jesus, it says, You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions.By anointing you with the oil of joy.
ヘブル人への手紙の一章、一章の九節のところに、この御子について、イエス・キリストのことについて書かれているところがありますが、あなたは義を愛し、不正を憎まれます。それゆえ神よ、あなたの神は、あふれるばかりの喜びの油をあなたと共に立つ者に増して、あなたに注ぎなさいました。
The joy that God wants for you to have is not like a superficial joy.
神が皆さんにこの持ってほしいと思っておられる喜びというのは表面上の喜びではありません。
A superficial joy that kind of comes and goes with the circumstances.
その状況によってその喜びが来たり去ったりしてしまうようなそういった表面的なものではありません。
You know, circumstances can change very quickly in a moment.
状況というのはもう本当に瞬間瞬間によって変わっていきます。
You know, one time you may wake up, your mood is going great, and all it takes is some little email. You read an email, what? Why did you say that?
ある朝起きた時に本当に気分よくこう目覚めたのにちょっとメールを見てみたら何でこのことをこっちは言うんだろう
And your mood can just change quickly An announcement comes and you're waiting on the train platform. Well, the train will be in, you know, an hour later. And you just, what? And you know, your joy just goes. Everybody wants to experience joy. I know I do. And the reason this letter is written, John says, is that we would experience joy.
このヨハネが手紙を書いた理由というのは、私たちが喜ぶためだというふうに言っています。
And I believe that God wants to use this book in your life that you would experience more joy.
そしてこの書物を通して、本当に神が皆さんの人生にもっともっと喜びを与えてくださると信じています。
Because this is God's will for you.
なぜならそれが皆さんに対する神の御心だからです。
And the sad thing is that so often people have it backwards. They believe that if they allow God to have full control of their lives, then they won't have joy. That God wants to, they see God as wanting to take away joy.
でも悲しいことに、神に全てを明け渡してしまったら、なんかこの喜びまでも取られてしまうじゃないかという、そういったこの逆の考え方をしてしまう。
And as a result, they hesitate. They don't want to give their lives to God.
ですからもう本当に神に自分の命を明け渡したくないと。
Or they're afraid to release control of their lives to God.
神が自分の人生をこう全部支配するというのがちょっとこの恐ろしいと思ってしまう。
But verse 5 says, This is the message that we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all.
5節を読みますが、神は光であって、神のうちには暗いところが少しもない。これが私たちがキリストから聞いてあなた方に伝える知らせです。
Everything about God is light.There is no darkness in him. There is no part of God that is cynical. There is no part of God that is cynical or cruel or bitter or angry. You know, oftentimes when we get to know people better, you know, perhaps we don't know them very well, and then when you get to know people better, you begin to learn about their dark side.
私たちはしばしばこう人と知り合いになって、その人を深く知っていけばいくほど、その人の持つ暗い部分というのも知ることになります。
As we get closer, as we get a closer, better look at their lives, we start to see, well, there's a darker part than you see when you first meet the exterior.
その人のこの人生を知れば知るほど深く知っていけば知るほどその暗闇の部分があるというのも見えてきます。
You know, sometimes people feel like they're closer together when they learn about somebody's dark side. You know, it's kind of, oh, I'm like that too, or whatever, you know.
時にはそれがですね、自分も同じようなそのだんだん近くなってきて、一緒にその暗闇
But you know, it's not like that with God. You will never discover any dark side to Him because it isn't there.
けれども、神はそういう方ではありません。私たちは決して神のうちにそういった暗闇の部分というものをほんの少しでも見つけることはできません。
And that's why you can trust Him.
だからこそ私たちは神を信頼することができます。
Let's read verses 6 and 7.
6節7節。もし私たちが神と交わりがあると言っていながら、しかも闇の中を歩んでいるなら、 私たちは偽りを言っているのであって真理を行ってはいません。しかしもし神は光の中におられるように私たちも光の中を歩んでいるなら、私たちは互いに交わりを保ち、御子イエスの血は全ての罪から私たちを清めます。
Now John uses this word fellowship. He used the word fellowship, not relationship. You know, a person can have a relationship with God and yet not be walking in harmony with Him.
人はこう神と関係を持つことができるかもしれませんけれども、関係を持っていても神と一致をしていない、そういった状態もあります。
My son is my son.
私の息子は私の息子です。
He will always be my son.
彼はいつも私の息子です。
I mean, there are times we may not be in harmony.
まあ、時には私たちはこう一致できない時もあるかもしれません。
We may not be walking and seeing things the same way.
一緒に歩いても同じものを見ることはないかもしれません。
But he'll always be my son.
でも彼はいつも私の息子です。
Nothing will change that.
それを変えることはできません。
Now, sin disrupts our fellowship with God.
罪というのは私たちと神との交わりというものを分裂させます。
And it disrupts our fellowship with the children of God.
そして神の子供たちとのこの交わりにも分裂をもたらす。
Sin always breaks up relationships.
罪というのは常にこの関係を壊します。
You can see that in the Bible in the example of the first sin.
聖書を見ますと、一番最初の罪というのを見ることができます。
In the Garden of Eden.
エデンの園ですね。
The first thing that happened after Adam sinned was that he hid from God.
最初にアダムが罪を犯した後に、何が起こったかというと、彼は神から隠れました。
And then you read from there on out, there comes violence, murder, all of these problems that.All of the relationship problems in the world started there.
そしてその後ですね、ちょっと聖書を読んでいきますと、さまざまな暴力であったり、殺人であったり、いろんなこの人との関係の中で起こってくる問題というのが起こり始めていくことがわかります。
So you have to realize sin is the cause of all relationship problems in the world.
ですから、この関係の中の問題というのは全て罪が原因しているということを気づく必要があります。
And therefore the solution to all relationship problems is to have sin removed.
ですから、その関係の問題を解決するためには、その罪を取り除かなければいけません。
To have the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all sin.
イエスの血によって、すべての罪から清めてもらう。
Verse 8 says, If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. The word there for sin is the generic word for sin, meaning all sin, not sin like in one sin.
ここで言っている罪というのは、一般的な全ての罪をカバーしています。一つの、何か個別の罪ということではありません。
People sin because they have sin in their hearts.
人は罪を犯します。なぜならその心に、罪があるからです。
And this is the condition of all of mankind.
それが、この人類の守っているそういった状態。
And John says, if anyone denies this,They deceive themselves. They're living in a dream world.
そしてヨハネは誰でもそれを、否定する者は自分を欺いているというふうに言っています。
You know, the prevailing belief in modern thought is that people are basically a blank slate. They're born and they're not good, they're not bad, they're just a blank slate.
この現在の、一般的な考え方ですと、人は生まれた時には本当になんかこう白紙の状態で、良くも悪くもなく白紙の状態で生まれてくると。
people are basically good.
人
But what happens is they're affected. We go through life and we are affected by the environment we live in, and so because of that we do bad things.
でもこの住んでいる環境にさまざまな影響を受けて、それで私たちは悪いことをしていってしまう。
And although there is some truth to that, it doesn't get down to the core issue. The core issue is sin.
で、まあ、その中にはある程度真実もあるかもしれませんけれども、でもそれでは本当のその問題の核に触れることはできません。その問題の核というのは罪です。
There was a. I had a friend once. I got to know her, and she was sharing with me some of the difficulties she was having in her life.
ある時ですね、ある女性と出会って、その人とこういろいろと分かち合いをして、彼女が人生の辛いところを通ってきたということを知って。
And I shared with her about Christ.
そして私は彼女にそのキリストのことを
伝えました。
で、福音も伝えました。
And she was very open.
で、彼女は本当に、心を開いてくれて。
And I said, well, you know, you can receive Christ right now.
で、私はその時に、今あなたはここでこのキリストを受け入れることができますよと言いました。
And I said, would you like me? I'll pray and we'll pray with you. And I was going to lead her, you know, a simple prayer, the sinner's prayer, we call it. I think you know the prayer is basically, you know, I'm a sinner, Lord, please forgive me, and I receive by faith Jesus. And we began to pray, and she, you know, I was going to lead her because she didn't know how to pray. And as I started to pray, and then all of a sudden she stopped and she said, "Wait a minute, I just can't do it." She said, "I can't believe I'm a sinner." She just couldn't see it. And this person was a very, you know, she's a very, very moral person, very kind of kind person. But the sad thing, she could not see that she was a sinner in need of forgiveness. To confess, this word confess means simply to agree with God.
ここでこの罪を言い表すというのは、神に同意するということです。
It's when the Holy Spirit comes and it convicts you of a sin, and you just know, well, that's wrong. Oh, I did that wrong. Is to say, Lord, agree. Yeah, I did wrong. That was wrong.
罪を犯したときに、聖霊がそれを示してくれます。その時にそれは間違っているという、その聖霊の声を聞くときに、あ、確かにそうです。私は間違ったことをしましたと神に同意するということです。
But oftentimes, what happens when people feel the conviction of the Spirit, they want to justify themselves.
でもよくあることは、この 聖霊によって罪が示されてもその時に何とかして自分をこう正当化しようとしてしまうということがあります。
Remember when Adam sinned in the garden, the first thing he, when the Lord approached him, he said, the woman you gave me. He blames her.
覚えているでしょうか。このエレンの園でアダムが最初に罪を犯した時に神がアダムのところに来ました。そしたらアダムはあなたが私に与えてくださったこの女性がこの女がと言って責めました。
Then Eve said, well, it was the serpent. It was always somebody else's fault.
そしてまたその女もいやこの蛇が私を騙したんですと言って常に誰かのせいにしています。
And it's the same thing today when we always want to blame somebody else for our sins.
今日でもそれは同じことだと思います。私たちはいつもこの何か失敗をした罪を犯した時に誰かのせい。
Or we may, you know, another way we justify it is by saying, well, I felt a certain way. Well, I was angry.
もしくはなんかいや私は実際の時も本当に怒りがあったからと言ったりして、このなんとか正当化しようと。
But the problem, this doesn't get us any closer to fellowship with God.
でもこういったことは実は神との交わりを近づけるものでは決してありません。
But here in verse 9 is God's means. This is if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
でもこの9節のところに神がその手段を与えてくださっています。もし私たちが自分の罪を言い表すなら神は真実に正しい方ですからその罪を許し罪との悪さに信じてくださいますと。
This is a beautiful promise.
これは本当に美しい約束だと思います。
And I hope that this is if you're not if you haven't memorized a lot of scripture verses, this is the one to memorize. This is one to know it and to be able to just say it over and over because this is a promise. This is where you can set your hope.
本当に聖書の御言葉を、まあ、そんなに覚えてない方としてもぜひこの箇所は覚えて何度も何度もこう繰り返してこの自分のものにしてください。ぜひ覚えてほしい。
Just look, it's a promise. It says, if we confess.He is faithful and just, and He will forgive, and He will do more than that. He will cleanse.
本当に私たちがこの罪を言い表すときに、神は真実で正しい方ですから、その全ての罪を許し、それだけじゃなくて、全ての悪からも清めてくださると。
He takes it away.As far as your relationship with God, He removes it so that there is just a perfect fellowship. You know, as the prophet Isaiah said, come, let's reason. Your sins are like...They're red. They're bright, you know, like a bright red stain, you know, on a white shirt. But I'm going to make them as white as snow. I'm going to make you as white as snow.
イザヤという預言者が書きました。イザヤ書の1章の18節ですけれども、さあ、下で論じ合おうと、主は仰せられる。あなた方のその罪が、たとえ火のように赤くても、雪のように白くなるというふうに言います。
God wants you to be cleansed.He wants to take the sin and remove it, forgive it and remove it, take it out of the way. So that there is nothing between you and him.
そうすることによって本当に皆さんと神様との間にはもう何も妨げるものがなくなる。
Now, people are different.
人というのはみんな異なっています。
People often keep a record of wrongs.
人はそれぞれ、まあ、この
And sometimes people try to use guilt in order to control another person. And they might say, yeah, I forgive you. But there's an understanding. Okay, we both know what you did. And I'm going to hold it over your head, and I'll bring it out when you're not doing what I want, and I'll use that to try to get to you. But God is not like this. There is no darkness at all in Him. He doesn't want to manipulate you through guilt. God has no interest in making you feel guilty. He doesn't want to just... I mean, guilt is real. When we sin, we are guilty. But God wants to remove that. And He's provided the way. It's through the blood of Jesus, through faith in the blood of Jesus. In verse 9 he says that the Lord God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. You know, that's kind of odd. Why did he say just? I would have thought he would have said merciful. God is faithful and merciful to forgive you. I mean, justice means getting what you deserve. But if God were to simply say, you know, oh, I kind of like him, I think I'll just forgive him. He would be merciful, but he wouldn't be just. He wouldn't be just at that time. Like it would be like a judge who is up there and people, and then all of a sudden one of his family members, maybe his cousin, his nephew, approaches the bench. Oh, you know, he's my nephew. Ah, no problem. Go ahead, you're free. No problem. People would say, man, that's an unjust judge. Showing partiality. But no, when God forgives you, He is just. Because your sins were severely punished at the cross. The nails that he took, the crown of thorns, the agony, all of that when Jesus endured all of that, it was to pay the price for your sins. He died in our place. And as a result, He can be faithful and just to forgive us our sins. You know, given that this is true, these things that we've studied this morning, there is absolutely no reason for you to remain in guilt from your sins. Because God has clearly provided the means to be forgiven, and not only forgiven, to be purified.
Now,
I know that it's easy to read about this or to hear a message about this and to agree with it. Yeah, that's good. Amen. But to not get around to actually confessing your sin. It's easy to agree, but then not actually do it. But to sort of continue on and to think, well, there's, you know, things are not right between me and God, but just to kind of march along, not really getting it taken care of. But I would encourage you to take time, any time, time when you can be alone with God, and just ask the Lord. Lord, I'm open, just speak to me, search my heart, like David prayed. And just let the Holy Spirit speak to you. And the Holy Spirit is... Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. And let Him give Him an opportunity just to reveal anything to you that needs to be taken care of. And I'm not talking about overly introspective. I'm not trying to, you know, sit there and try to figure out, oh, why am I so weird and, you know, like this. But just simply trusting that the Holy Spirit will point out specifically, this was not right, that attitude was not good. And when, as the Holy Spirit brings this up, just agree with Him. Remember the word confession? You agree with it. And you just pray out and say, Lord, I see that that was wrong. Yeah, I sinned. Oh man, I didn't tell the truth there. I was afraid of what people would think, and you know. And just allow the Lord then to and believe this promise that he will forgive you and allow him to just to take it away, to wash you clean. And let him restore you to where you can just say things are great between God and me. Because there is no reason that your relationship with God, as far as he's concerned, there's no reason why there should be something wrong with your relationship with God. The way is open for it to be taken. The promise is given. It's up to us. And there's a simple means of restoring fellowship with God. And I'm almost done. Don't let pride keep you from confessing your sin. Don't feel like you have to punish yourself. Like, oh, I'm not going to do it yet. As if God isn't pleased with that. He doesn't want you to carry around guilt and hanging your head. He's saying, come to the cross. If you told people in the world and they believed you, he says, I know a way that you can be released of all the guilt and shame in your life, I think people would want to do it. This is what we're going to do. We're going to climb Mount Fuji, or climb a mountain, or say, I don't know, read a book, or do something. And if you believe that when you did that, you would be released of all your guilt, a lot of people, if they were convinced, they said, okay, I'm all for it. Because to be released of guilt, that would be great. I'm willing to do it. But here we have God's way, right here. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the means that you, the way that you provided for us to be forgiven. Through the precious blood of Jesus. And Lord, we are aware of our sin. And many of us feel like our relationship with you is clouded, it's blocked by something.
関係が何か曇らされているものがある、何かすっきりしないものがあるということに気づいています。
Because we just don't feel forgiven.
なぜなら、ただ許されたということが感じられないからです。
Father, right now by faith we just receive your forgiveness.
お父さん、今信仰によって私たちはあなたの許しを受け取ります。
And Lord, if there is something that we cannot see, perhaps in the busyness of our lives we've never been able to recognize, I pray that you would reveal that to us by your Holy Spirit.
もし私たちが日々の生活の中であまりに忙しさのゆえに、またいろいろなことのゆえに見えなくなっているものがあるならば、どうぞ聖霊様がそれを表してくださいますように。
Even now as we pray, or
今こうして祈っている時にもそれを、
or in the coming days, Lord,
またこれから日々
Reveal it to us, Lord, that we could just get free, confess it to you, and receive your purification.
主よ、どうぞ私たちの罪にそれを表してくださって、私たちがあなたの前にそれを罪を言い表し、あなたに同意して、そしてあなたから許しを、清めを受け取ることができますよ。
Lord, you said.That you want our lives to be full of joy. And I pray that anything that would hamper, that would hinder your joy in our lives would be just taken away.
どうか私たちの人生の中で、あなたからのその喜びを遮ろうとする全てのものを、
That we would have the joy of the redeemed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.